Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
President-elect says he's chosen his new White House chief of staff, Susie Wiles, a longtime Florida political operative who helped run the Trump campaign. She will be the first woman to serve in that role, and it's just the start of more announcements to come.
The president-elect named the first member of his White House staff. Susie Wiles, his trusted campaign manager, will become his chief of staff, the first woman to hold the position. That means she'll play a big role in Trump's plans to radically transform the federal government.
The other breaking headline of this hour, President-elect Donald Trump making his first appointment and making history with his choice tonight, naming his campaign manager Susie Wiles to the powerful position of White House Chief of Staff, the first woman in that post. Wiles has been at Trump's side throughout the campaign, Trump calling her tough, smart, innovative, and universally admired and respected.
Donald Trump, you never see him around strong, intelligent women, ever. It's just that simple.
Mark Cuban, the gift that keep on giving. Giving a thing? That's all I could think of yesterday is if you just wanted a guarantee, he'd pick a woman to be chief of staff. Remember when Mark Cuban said that strong women, he doesn't want to be around them, and strong women don't want to be around him, and all these conservative women put these, you know, social media posts up about, no, man, I'm here. What's wrong with you? Listen, I know lots of people, you know, on both sides of most every issue or the multiple sides of most every issue, but there is absolutely a habit on the left, okay, to box in, define, limit women on who they're supposed to be and who they're allowed to be. Like, you know, kind of across the board. You know, women have to be pro-choice or they're not really women. They don't even acknowledge the existence of pro-life women. It's a woman's issue. It's everybody's issue, right? When it comes to support for Trump, it's uneducated women that support Trump, you know, which the technical term is women without a college education, right? But they don't like to say it that way. They actually say uneducated white women voted for Trump. So if you're smart and you're a woman, you can't be a Republican. You know, if you don't have a career, if you're a stay-at-home mom, I mean, like, who's telling women what they can't do these days, right? And we have, it's amazing to me. And, don't stand up, you know, if you're a woman, don't stand up to your husband. Go vote in secret. Julia Roberts, remember the ad? Go vote in secret and then lie to your husband that you voted. It's really amazing how much the party that claims to be the party of women, the party that loves women, the party that believes in women, how all of a sudden, if you're any variant of what they want you to be, you're not a real woman, you're not a strong woman, you're a woman hater, you're a woman oppressor, you don't believe in women's rights. And it's really interesting how you see that pattern across the board. So, yeah, President Trump, almost as if to prove the point. I mean, I don't think he does it for that reason. But, you know, I remember when Governor DeSantis took office and they kept saying, remember, because he ran against the man, Andrew Gillum, who wound up getting, charged with being involved with drugs and a male prostitute in a Tallahassee hotel room. Eventually, all that came out. But he was the black candidate for the Democrats. And, you know, so DeSantis got portrayed as a racist. And then when actually he won and he got inaugurated and at the inauguration, it's like, it's a bit of an exaggeration, but almost like he couldn't find a white person in the audience because he went out of his way to prove, look at all of these black people I'm appointing and hiring and having. You know, like, that was his thing. It's just so disgusting. You're a racist. You're a sexist. You're whatever the ist is of the day about conservatives who really, you know, at heart, you know what we believe? This is shocking. We want the best person for the job. It's such a weird concept that we don't decide in advance that the best Supreme Court justice has to also be a black woman. Ketanji Brown Jackson. And let me say, I like Ketanji Brown Jackson. I think she's the most capable of the Democrat appointees to the Supreme Court over the last couple of decades. I mean, she well outperforms Sonia Sotomayor I just can't think of the other one, the other female that Obama appointed, who is, Elena Kagan. Ketanji Brown Jackson's great. I love her. She's very entertaining. She's very smart. She always asks really good questions. You can count on her to bring something interesting to the table. I'm glad she's on the court, okay? And I mean, in terms of if you could get a liberal on the court, I will take her all day long. Now, she happened to be the DEI hire. She was. Biden said, I'm going to put a black woman on the court. Just like he said, I'm going to put a black woman on my vice presidency. I mean, right? Why did they get picked? For the demographics. What do conservatives say? Just the best person. The best person. Find me the best person. That's who we're into. If it happens to be a woman, great. If it happens to be a man, great. Doesn't matter. We just want the job done. So it's interesting to see this. I'm just curious to see how the coverage of this is going to be by people who claim that Donald Trump hates women. Donald Trump looks down on women. Donald Trump doesn't want women in positions of authority or whatever the view is going to be on The View. It's 5:16 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Meanwhile, the president gave a speech yesterday and, I want to get back to local news. I want to be covering the county commission and the city council and Milton. Oh, Milton. Milton's going to be interesting once we finally get the new people installed. It still is interesting. But and there was a county commission meeting last night. I didn't get to watch that yet. We'll have that for you early next week, Monday or Tuesday or something like that. But, man, some of the stuff around the presidency is just you can't look away. I mean, it's amazing. And of course, on Wednesday, we covered the Trump speech, and yesterday we covered the Kamala Harris speech, which I said yesterday was quite good. I think Biden's speech yesterday was also quite good. Now, I don't think you can really reconcile sweetheart uniter Kamala Harris Thursday with Donald Trump as a tyrant and a dictator from the previous couple of days. I don't think you can put those two together very well. Just like I don't think you can put Joe Biden of yesterday together very well with all of the supporters of President Trump are garbage, which he said previously. But, you know, I guess give him a break. They lost. They're trying to lose graciously. They were trying to win ungraciously, but so did Trump. I mean, Trump said some very horrible, wicked, awful, mean things. So it's not like they were unique in this regard. So, you know, let's not all pretend it's kumbaya or whatever. But, yeah, what he said yesterday, what President Biden said yesterday was, I agree with this speech, I think, pretty much 100%.
For over 200 years, America has carried on the greatest experiment in self-government in the history of the world. And that's not hyperbole. That's a fact. We're the people. The people vote and choose their own leaders, and they do it peacefully. And we're in a democracy. The will of the people always prevails.
Absolutely.
Yesterday, I spoke with President-elect Trump to congratulate him on his victory. And I assured him that I'd direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition. That's what the American people deserve.
Can I make one suggestion, though? If you really want to do the unity thing, stop saying peaceful. Because you know what that is, right? I almost feel bad having to explain it. Peaceful is shade about January 6th, which I'm not saying the Trump doesn't deserve it, although I think the dessert is a little bit of a mixed bag, right? Just say smooth and orderly. You don't actually have to say peaceful. You know, people used to not have to say peaceful before we had at the very least a riot, what some people intended as an insurrection, although I've said it before, I'll say it again. Worst prepared, organized, and outfitted insurrection in history. You know, like, it was a mob, it was a riot. Some people had insurrection. Some people clearly had really evil intent. No, I mean, there's the wide range. Okay. Was that a good day for America? Oh, no, a really bad day for America. Absolutely. Horrible, horrible day for America. But if you really want to pitch the unity message, the forgiveness, the come together, let's work together, you don't have to keep saying peaceful, because the only reason to keep saying peaceful is as a reminder of that. And again, I think there's, you know, you're justified in it, but it's a question of what are you trying to accomplish with the saying of it, right? Praising Kamala Harris, as is normal for the president.
Yesterday, I also spoke with Vice President Harris. She's been a partner and a public servant. She ran an inspiring campaign, and everyone got to see something that I learned early on to respect so much, her character. She has a backbone like a ramrod. She has great character, true character. She gave her whole heart and effort, and she and her entire team should be proud of the campaign they ran.
We're in a really interesting moment right now. If you watch what the Democrats are doing, is which is understandable, they're eating each other alive right now over who's to blame. And there's not a lot of it going on in public because nobody wants to – they don't want to be perceived as the people saying Kamala Harris didn't do well. There's really kind of this public – they did the best they could with the, you know, 100 days that they had. They didn't send her out early. They avoided and dodged and ducked. They didn't tell the truth. They told her to lie. She did lie a lot. They avoided even late in the game. They avoided Joe Rogan. You know, she didn't do the Catholic dinner. You know, like, she did not do everything she could do. So do you blame her? Well, somebody might say, well, it's not really her fault. She was thrust into this so late in the game when Biden imploded in the debate. Not so fast. Why was Biden able to carry his farce of a presidential candidacy so far into the campaign season? Because Kamala Harris didn't do anything to make public his obvious intellectual decline. This is a self-inflicted wound a little bit, right? Because she could have tried to convince him or make it known, or, you know, I'm not saying she had to 25th Amendment him, although people have raised that question. You know, she wound up getting the nomination without the apparatus of a primary process, which is also bad, of course. You can certainly say she's the victim of Biden being an egotist and not willing to drop out earlier. You know, but was nobody capable of exposing what we all knew to be true about him earlier in the process? So whose fault is it really? You know, is it Biden made it impossible to win because of who he was or because of the timing? Was it his economic policies? I mean, there's just a lot. And, you know, was the messaging wrong? Did they box women in by talking about abortion as if that's the only thing that would turn out the women, who in the end didn't turn out in the same margins? You know, Trump gained like across the board in the demographics. Why? Well, because of the campaign. And by the way, remember, the early surge of optimism for her was huge. She was like ahead. Remember when it was Biden, the Democrats were furious because they were losing and Republicans were like, yeah, we're going to coast to victory. And then everything changed. He dropped out. She was in the course of a couple of days, the whole ship switched. And all of a sudden she was ahead. Early enthusiasm. We don't know anything, but we're really excited about it. And then it just gradually faded and faded over time, if you can trust the polls, which, you know, I said my own piece about the polls. But in the end, you know, Republicans surged. Trump surged, and the Harris campaign was imploding, really. So anyway, back to President Biden yesterday.
I know for some people, it's a time for victory, to state the obvious. For others, it's a time of loss. Campaigns are contests of competing visions. The country chooses one or the other. We accept the choice the country made.
Amen. Again, it's a great speech. It really is.
I've said many times, you can't love your country only when you win. You can't love your neighbor only when you agree.
Hey, that's 100% right. That is amen, amen, okay? Whether you think he's entitled to give this speech just days after calling Trump supporters garbage, a little bit of cognitive dissonance there. But it's the right thing to say, okay?
Something I hope we can do, no matter who you voted for, is see each other not as adversaries, but as fellow Americans. Bring down the temperature.
It's also very convenient for the losing side to say bring down the temperature after they did everything to raise the temperature beforehand. Trump's a dictator, evil tyrant, garbage people, you know, all of that stuff. But again, he's right. So what he's saying is right, even though maybe he's not entitled to say it. I will say this, that I had an SNL moment. You know, Dana Carvey's been playing Biden on SNL. There was a moment in the speech where, because Dana Carvey's been so good at satirizing Biden, I actually heard Dana Carvey in my head when he said this.
Oh, it's a difficult time. You're hurting. I hear you and I see you. But don't forget. Don't forget all that we accomplished. It's been a historic presidency. Not because I'm president, because what we've done, what you've done.
Don't you hear it? It's a historic presidency. You don't forget it. I'm being serious right now. Which is not me doing Biden. It's more me doing Dana Carvey doing Biden, right? But yeah, look, he said all the right things in this speech. And by the way, tight 7 minutes. Good job.
The American experiment endures. We're going to be okay. But we need to stay engaged. We need to keep going. And above all, we need to keep the faith.
Good, good, all good. 525 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about selling your home, you want to get the best price for it, how do you do that? Well, one way is to hire a good realtor who's going to make sure that they understand the process of selling, how to really get multiple offers, stage it right, put the right photos up on social media, how to use social media effectively, how to time things. And look, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Rinke Realty, they just have this cold. They have this down. They have one of the, really outstanding photographer to take the photos. They know how to stage it. She always talks on Pep Talk about the effective way to stage the home, and she really knows this process. It really is like a formula, okay, for getting you the best results. At times in the past, they could just almost guarantee that we're going to put this house up, and we're going to get multiple offers above list price today or tomorrow. And they were doing that now. It's just a matter of the best. Now, it might not be above list price. I can't guarantee that, not in this market, but getting it sold, getting a good price, and also knowing the timing. You know, she said on Pep Talk the other day that, you know, maybe this month, maybe next month, not the best, but after the first of the year, just because of the way the holidays work, right? After the first of the year is a much better time. And you want somebody who's going to give you that advice, somebody who does this often enough that they know how to get the best results. 175 homes sold last year, on track to hit that same number this year. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Rinke Realty, 723-9158.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh man,
529 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. That's Sin, by the way, C-Y-N, with Lonely Gun from the Birds of Prey soundtrack. That's such a good song. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. If President-elect Trump decides to call the Kremlin, Vladimir Putin says he'll take the call. He made that. Putin said that during an annual meeting in the resort town of Sochi. And he says he has nothing against any Western leader that wants to resume contact with Russia. Undocumented spouses of American citizens may be deported. A Trump-appointed federal judge on Thursday struck down the Biden administration's Keeping Families Together program that allowed hundreds of thousands of undocumented spouses to work legally in the U.S. as they sought citizenship. And nominations for the Grammy Awards are going to be released later today.
That's it?
That's all I've got. Beyonce, Taylor
Solid
Swift.
Solid story.
And Chappell Roan are among those who
Chappell.
Expect. Chappell Roan.
Yeah.
You can tell how far I follow pop culture.
So is Chappell, I don't really know. Is she considered a country singer, not a country singer? It's one of these names that I hear people say as if we're all supposed to know who this person is. And then I think she was on SNL, and I'm like, Well, now I've seen. So, okay. 5:30 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. First time ever a woman is chief of staff to U.S. president. The move from President-elect Donald Trump.
Susie Wiles has a long history of leading Republicans to victory. She is a longtime Florida-based Republican strategist who ran President Trump's campaign in the state in 2016 and 2020 and served as a senior advisor and campaign co-chair in 2024. She also played a key role in helping Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis win their gubernatorial races in Florida.
Fox's Brooke Singman reporting, President Biden speaking to Democrats across the nation from the Rose Garden.
A defeat does not mean we are defeated. We lost this battle. The America of your dreams is calling for you to get back up.
And the mountain fire in Ventura County, California, scorching more than 20,000 acres. America's listening to Fox News.
Cutting interest rates at its next several meetings. Good morning, I'm David Wayne, and here's what's happening today. We do have 72 degrees right now in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze. A former high school softball coach has been indicted by a Baldwin County grand jury on charges of having sex with a student. Investigators say former St. Michael Catholic High School coach Leonard Rizzuto was having a documented sexual relationship with a 16-year-old student. Those alleged acts took place at an off-campus practice facility and at Rizzuto's home in Daphne and reportedly happened during the 2020-21 school year. Rizzuto was released from his job at the school after the 2021 season. Investigators say they have not learned of any other victims. Rizzuto was arrested and released on $15,000 bond, and he's due in court for an arraignment in December. The University of West Florida cut the ribbon on their newest facility yesterday. That's the Sandy Sansing Sports Medicine Center, which provides care and extra space for the hundreds of student-athletes on campus. It'll provide space for physical therapy and other athletic treatments, as well as space to warm up and cool down before and after practices. The $6 million facility is an expansion to the Darrell Gooden Center. The university partnered with the Andrews Institute and Baptist Healthcare to create that state-of-the-art sports medicine center. New life is coming to the site of a former drug house in Santa Rosa County. Habitat for Humanity is now building a new three-bedroom home after the sheriff's office demolished a trailer on the same property last year. The county seized that home in Tiger Point on Congress Street after responding to dozens of calls and making several arrests. A Pensacola Habitat for Humanity official tells Channel 3 they're tearing it down and building something beautiful with a new spirit, new life, and a new family. Now, 21 women, all from China and all in the country legally, were arrested on prostitution-related offenses in Polk County this week. Sheriff Grady Judd said his vice unit staged a two-day undercover operation at a dozen Asian massage parlors there. He said 20 of those arrested offered to commit sex acts for money. The sheriff giving a warning to customers. He says they weren't videotaping them this time.
But maybe somebody's videotaping you. maybe somebody's giving you the opportunity to violate the law. I don't want you to get in trouble. So if something happens later on, I can always say, duh, I tried to warn you.
Judd says he's planning to work with the federal government to have all of those women sent back to China. And one day after the Donald Trump won the election, the Federal Reserve announced a quarter point interest rate cut, a move that'll lower the central bank's benchmark lending rate to between 4.5% and 4.75%.
The election outcome isn't going to change what the Fed does this month. The Fed will take another step in reducing interest rates, lifting the foot off the brake pedal just a little bit more.
And that's Bankrate's Greg McBride. The Fed expected to continue cutting rates at its next several meetings. It's 5:34, News Radio 92.3. And right now we've got 72 degrees, cloudy skies in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Our next news at 6. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve trimmed interest rates by a quarter point, bringing the target range to 4.5% to 4.75%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell also said he would not step down from his post if President-elect Donald Trump asked him to resign. Pinterest reported third quarter earnings that beat on the top and bottom lines. The company said fourth quarter revenue will be up to roughly $1.15 billion. Pinterest total costs and expenses for the quarter were $904 million. This is up 17% compared with the $768 million the previous year. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits ticked up last week. The Labor Department reported jobless claim applications rose by 3,000 to 221,000 for the week of November 2nd. That's fewer than the 227,000 analysts had forecast. Layoffs totaled nearly 1.9 million, the highest since late 2021. Futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
The holidays are right around the corner. Here's why you should hit up Jim's Firearms in November. 1. Beat the holiday rush. 2. The best selection. Find exactly what you're looking for before it's all gone. 3. Pay with layaway. Lock in your gun purchase now and pay over 60 days. 4. More time for customization. And 5. More time to take it easy and have a stress-free season. Shop smart and local with Jim's Firearms. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Don't miss the happenings, events, and moments at this year's Foo Foo Fest, continuing in downtown Pensacola through next Monday. See foofoofest.org for the schedule and more info. The Pensacola Bay Center is hosting public ice skating sessions from now through April, typically after weekend ice flyer games. Get tickets early. See PensacolaBayCenter.com. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A northwestward motion is expected on Tuesday and Tuesday night.
But then Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Ivan 20 years ago. Which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Morning, 5:38 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and we're going to have Mike Wood on. We talked with him yesterday about a variety of things, public information officer for PPD, but we had been talking about the monkey escape story a little bit, which is, it kind of comes up right in the very beginning of the interview, so you know, I didn't want that to be completely out of context for you. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, and I'll take it.
I know. Hey, I wanted to ask you, you guys had a, this creeps me out, not because it's about monkeys, but because the, I guess there was some kind of an incident at the Tryon Branch Library. That's the library branch I go to. So what happened? And I'll tell you afterwards why this creeps me out, but what happened?
Well, it was last Thursday night. Officers responded to a robbery of two individuals near that library. Five juveniles approached a male and a female at the park and demanded property. They proceeded to jump the male and physically restrain the female. So there was some property taken, and a description was quickly put out to officers when the call was made, and they were able to locate the individuals, all of them, near 9th Avenue and Underwood. So they were positively identified and charged in that crime.
Okay, so it was not with weapons, but 5 versus 2, and anybody who's being robbed. I mean, that's a problem, but do I have that right?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so the reason it creeps me out is because I am forever in my brain, whenever I go to the Tryon Branch Library, which is the branch I usually go to, I always think about that being the place where the Bonnie and Clyde years ago carjacked that lady and stole her car and drove her to Santa Rosa County. And I know that any place can be a location of problems, but, and, you know, I conceal carry, so, but I always think about that, you know, like that's the location. That's not a high crime location typically, though. It just has had a couple of incidents, right?
Yeah, no, it's not a high crime location at all. And like you said, crime can happen anywhere. That's why we always want people to have their head on a swivel and look and be around, aware of their surroundings and things like that. And this wasn't just a single person. It was two people approached by five. So, we don't have a huge problem up around that library at all.
Man, just some of these stories are so crazy to me. Okay, Halloween was last Thursday, and it seems like things generally went well, but I had heard that maybe something happened downtown. There was a fracas, a fight, something at a bar. Do you know anything about that?
We had a disturbance, a large disturbance near Government and Jefferson Halloween night, and there were several fights that broke out. We had a large police response to that. In fact, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office backed us up on that. We do appreciate that, as always. We made a total of 7 arrests, I believe, there for a fray and battery on law enforcement officer.
Oh, okay. So people were fighting back against you guys trying to break it up.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Government, I hate to bring businesses into it, but, you know, I have to ask the question because I know it's what people wonder. That's Seville, that's Thursday, that's the 18-year-old night. Related or unrelated?
It could be. We have a lot of problems on Thursday nights at times, and most of those at times are on when that Thursday falls on a holiday. Now, that's something that we're perfectly aware of. We know we've had issues in the past, and the command staff, and namely Captain Coverdale of the patrol division, is very aware of this, and he's taking steps to look into the next one, which would be Thanksgiving, to make sure things like that don't happen. So it is a situation that we're aware of. And again, I'm not going to name any businesses as well, because we don't know. When people consume alcohol, and there's a lot of bars downtown, we have problems at some. And anytime you have alcohol, sooner or later, there's going to be issues. But we can't say that it's coming from one particular location.
Okay. I mean, do we, again, because this is what people will wonder, I mean, is it military kids? Is it not military kids? Has the base gotten involved? Do we know anything? Am I leaping to conclusions? I'm just asking because I want to understand what's happening.
No, I'm not aware of any issues with the military. No.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better. So that I'll take that. That's good news. You kind of had an interesting thing. You were out of country this last week in Germany, right? But there's a reason.
Yeah, I just got back last night. I used to live over there as a teenager. I spent my high school years over in Mainz and Wiesbaden, Germany. So it's been 40 years, and I decided to go back and see what the place looked like. So it was a great trip. The German people are extremely nice. And what I found out quickly that I didn't realize was most are now speaking English. I think anybody under 40, they're taught that in school now. So there's a lot of English going on. It's a very, very friendly place, very bike friendly. I've never seen a city like this in my life, how friendly it is to bicycles and how they've simply got that figured out over there.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. And you got to go back and I assume see your like childhood haunts and all that kind of stuff. Was your family military? You said high school. Was your family in the military?
Yeah, my stepfather was a helicopter pilot in the United States Army. So I was what they call an Army brat.
Yeah.
And And especially, yeah, so my sister and I were over there, and it was great to see the place. I didn't go over there blindly, thanks to Google Earth. I was able to see that my apartment building, my high school, even though it's been rebuilt, all of that was still there. So it was just great to go back over there and take a look.
It is such an interesting thing to go back to places that you've lived decades before and see them. It's especially when you go back to places that you lived in as a kid. They're so small. They seemed so big when you were a kid. Hey, I do have a question, though, about, because you were there during the election, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you were in Germany on Tuesday. You tell me, anything, any observations? Were people paying attention? Were they surprised? I mean, you're literally the first person I've talked to who is out of country with an international perspective.
Well, I can tell you, the night before, I met a gentleman who turned out, it was weird because we began talking, and I found out that he was a spokesperson, a PAO in the German Army. And then we talked further, and I found out quickly he had a smile on his face when I told him where I was from. He has a daughter that lives here in Pensacola up near Cantonment. So
what
a small world. But that just blew my mind. But, you know, talking to him and others in that area, they are very concerned about the strength of the United States and NATO and things like that. So, they did have a specific candidate that they would like to see win, and they were very much paying attention over there. Absolutely.
One of the things, I worked in England for a little while, and one of the things I learned about Europe being over there is they pay way more attention to what happens in the United States than Americans pay to Europe. they know our politics. They know the big issues and personalities, and they are far more informed about us than we are about them. Was that your experience?
Yes, I would agree with that totally, yes.
Yeah, all right. We always like to end with a bit of a did you know or a cop myth. Do you have one for me this week?
Yes, I do. And this one actually came up. The rumor was that if you're drinking someplace and you're not sure whether you can drive or not, that you can call the Pensacola Police Department and an officer will come down and give you a breath test on the spot to check to see if you're okay to drive. No.
But why not, though?
So that's not going to happen. Well, okay, imagine the liability if we did that. And then you said, wow, I'm about 6 or 8 beers short. I can go back in and have some more. And then you go out and drive and hurt someone. So that's something that we have never done. I don't know of anybody that's ever done anything like that. You know, they sell these breath test things on, you can get them just about anywhere. Whether they're accurate or not, I don't know. But that is something that the police department does not do. And I don't know of any department that does anything like that.
It feels like a very ripe commercial opportunity that somebody could come in with the, like, mobile DUI vending machine cart or something, and they could roll around, you know, downtown and blow here, drive there, and then you guys could always be, like, waiting to see which ones, you know, blow red instead of green or something like that and follow them to their car. You know, I mean, I don't know. Just, it seems like a chance for people to make money, if not, you know, since the police are obviously not going to do it for all the reasons you mentioned.
Yeah, but then how accurate is it? Because our machines, our breath test machines, are tested for accuracy. They're very delicate machines. They have to be taken care of properly, which they are. So these things that you get commercially, I just, no way that I could trust anything like that.
Well, let's just say that a drunk and his money is often easily separated. So Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. I know you're glad to be back in America. It's good to have you back, sir, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
Absolutely. 547 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. If you have a home improvement project of any kind that you need supplies for, if you're building, rebuilding, remodeling, fixing, or expanding, or maybe, you know, you're just in the business, like maybe you build things for a living, Pensacola Hardware, they can help you. And, you know, I always talk about Pensacola Hardware is a great place to go get advice, get supplies. They've been around since 1851, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, 173 years of helping people with good supplies and good advice. But also, and it's going to seem weird to you, but a great date. Like, you know, sometimes what you're always looking for is, like, where's that interesting place we can go for a date? You know, like, to a hardware store? No, just try it. Here is win-win for you, okay? Because at the front of the store, they've got all of these housewares things that are kind of fun to poke around and look at and see. And then just hardware, because they have so much interesting stuff. Like, so much stuff you won't expect. Like, oh, that's fascinating. But also, it's a historic spot, right? So that's kind of a history thing. You can take a photo outside at the bricks and whatever. And then, you know, when all is said and done, if it's interesting, you'd be like, man, Andrew McKay, give me a great date idea. And if it's terrible, you'd be like, oh, that Andrew McKay, and you can commiserate over it. But either way, I'm serious. It's actually kind of a fun thing that you could do. And, of course, a great place to get good advice and get good supplies and get, you know, all your Yeti stuff and your SEC merchandise and whatever. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your fall barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie board to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
A little short for a stormtrooper.
Good morning, 551 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said he has no intention of stepping down. Powell made that comment on Thursday when he announced the Fed was cutting interest rates by a quarter point based on signs that inflation is cooling. His current term goes to 2026. More than 10,000 California residents are under mandatory evacuation orders as a mountain fire is still burning in Ventura County there. About 20,000 acres of land have burned so far, and that fire is at about 5% contained. And defense attorneys not saying if their client's going to take the stand in his own defense on charges of murdering Cash App founder Bob Lee. The defense called its first witness in that case on Thursday. It's the trial of Nima Momini, who's arguing self-defense in the case.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620 is the phone number. By the way, I don't know how much you've been paying attention to these. It's weird to get an embezzling story in a school. Right? It's not the most common thing in the world. And we have not one, but two, right? In both counties, we have the Ernest Ward story, which is just, I mean, crazy. All of these different organizations that this woman is alleged to have taken money out of, and Chip Simmons talking about it with Channel 3 yesterday.
These kids that worked and had, you've got to think, a level of excitement because they got money now. They can either go on a field trip, they can go to a tournament, they can get new uniforms, they can have the high school or the middle school experience that they hope to have whenever they're raising this money. And now that's very much in danger.
Yeah, it's an awful thing to think about, all of these different organizations. I mean, it was hundreds to thousands of dollars, but spread across all of these different entities that she's alleged to have taken this money from Cheer, 28 grand, from Yearbook Drama Library, 4 grand, from FFA, 4 grand, from Volleyball and Basketball, 4 grand, from Band, 2 grand, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, 2 grand each, Culinary, $1,000, SGA, $1,000. Like, it's awful. And, you know, one of the things that I don't know, when we talk about theft, when we talk about embezzlement, when we talk about mismanagement of money, it's always weird to me how the people who commit thefts never seem to think about what the victims endure. And I know that may seem like kind of a trite observation, but no, I mean, bear with me for a second. It's always so selfish. It's always, I just want it, and so I'm going to take it. It's never, you know, it's almost like the difference between when you steal from a large faceless company or some bank or something like that. I at least understand the mindset of the thief who thinks, I'm not really harming anybody. I mean, of course you are, but it's not unique to a particular person. It's a little bit for everybody, right? I at least understand the weird, deranged rationale of somebody who doesn't feel like they're hurting anybody in particular. But when you steal from the cheerleading squad, you know, you're directly harming the team, those people, those kids, you know, from the honor society or from an elderly couple. You know, when you're defrauding people, like all of these scams, it's so infuriating, these the scams that come across that take advantage of elderly people who aren't technologically savvy enough or who are scared or who aren't familiar enough or, you know, all the reasons, right? And that's always or vulnerable people online who are lonely and looking for a date and they get romance scammed, happens all the time, right? And it's infuriating in a different way because you see the individual who's hurt. And also because, to me anyway, it makes me think about living in a world with other people who are so wicked. You know, you see these movies like, you know, where people get scammed, but they're like the bad guy. And there's a part of you that thinks, ah, justice. You know, the bad guy is the one that got their money taken. And then, you know, sort of the middle ground. I'm not saying it is, but you get what I'm driving at. When it's the big company or something like that, you think, well, you know, they're big. Who cares? Not that, you know, whatever. But particularly when you're stealing from individuals, and not even to include the extra pain, especially if it's like you've broken into their house or something. You know, that's traumatizing forever. That's not just what you missed out on. That's not just the lost income or whatever it is. That's, you know, you've had your privacy invaded and violated. And, you know, I remember my mom, you know, for the longest time, like she had her apartment broken into in college. And, you know, they stole some things. But it wasn't the theft that stuck with her for decades. It was the violation, the feeling like you're never safe and secure. And so, I don't know, it's just, it's weird to me. I try to understand everybody, even people who are, you know, deranged or criminal or whatever. And there are certain things that I just have trouble understanding. You know, people who enjoy watching other people suffer just can't grasp it. People who want to use their power to hurt people just can't grasp it. You know, I try. I really do. And there's a lot of people like this, in power, not in power. You know, there's a lot of people like this. And then you have the other example of the allegations against the woman in Santa Rosa County. So, like, same week, and we're talking about these two completely separate, you know, investigations into people, you know, fraudulently taking money, gift cards, and spending money at restaurants and at a conference. I mean, it's just, we're trying to have a civilization here. And in order to have a healthy civilization, you've got to be able to behave with some trust. You can't be checking everything all the time. You can't be presuming that the person driving down the two-lane road at you with you're going 50 and they're going 50, so at 100 miles an hour, you can't be thinking about the possibility that that person wants to die right now. You have to trust that they don't. You know, you have to trust that the vast majority of people out at dinner with you aren't going to try to rob you, aren't going to try to batter you, aren't going to try to engage in some racist, sexist, offensive taunting and ruin your, you have to assume, and most people it's true of. That's the thing, most people, but what happens is this ruins your picture of people. It makes you think like, oh my God, where are all the criminals? They're everywhere. And then of course, you naturally wonder, especially when you're talking about school districts, how did you let this happen? You know, like how are your internal checks and balances and accounting controls so lax that this could happen? That's weird. Like, you should be, but it, again, happens all the time. I mean, think about Milton several years ago with the city manager, right? A guy whose name is, well, you know, Guy. It's no longer on the community center. Why? Because stuff happened. It's, I don't know, it's just weird to me. 558 on News Radio, sorry, 559 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Phil the Mayflower is coming up. It's coming up in a couple of weeks on Friday, November 22nd, to help our neighbors in need through Manna Food Pantry, one of my favorite personal local charities. Coastal Moving and Storage, of course, great company, donates their time and services to this WAR Channel 3, Cat Country 98.7, our sister station, so you can bring you know, your canned goods, basically. Non-perishables, which can include anything that's not perishable. Particularly, I always recommend peanut butter. So that's always it's a wonderful food drive every year that reminds us of, even though there are the bad people in the community, there are so many more good people.